taking action on marriage rights. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House takes steps to protect same-sex and interracial marriages.
47 Republicans voted with House Democrats to pass the Respect for Marriage Act. The measure would enshrine protections for same-sex and racially mixed couples into law. The rights of those couples to marry are feared to be in jeopardy following the U.S. Supreme Court's recent overturn of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion for nearly 50 years. While multiple polls suggest a majority of Americans support freedom to marry who one wishes, the bipartisan House vote is not expected to be echoed in the evenly divided Senate, with Republicans likely using the filibuster to stall it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Triple-digit temperatures expected to continue in the plains in the south, and that front is expected to move toward the northeast and mid-Atlantic in the coming days. This is Europe also deals with record-breaking highs, sparking wildfires in the UK, Spain, and Portugal. The White House weighing in after Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to Iran for talks with Tehran and Turkey, which Moscow said was supposed to focus on Syria. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it signals other intentions.
One, it shows the degree to which Mr. Putin and Russia are increasingly isolated. Now they have to turn to Iran for help. Two, it shows the degree to which his own defense industrial base is having a hard time keeping up with his unprovoked war in Ukraine.
While at the meeting, Putin said it doesn't appear Ukraine's interested in following the peace deal both countries agreed to in March. Opening statements today in the contempt of Congress trial of Steve Bannon, who refused to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Deputy Attorney General is urging hospitals hit with ransomware attacks to report them, and the DOJ believes the hacking is linked to a rogue nation.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says they've disrupted a hacking group sponsored by the North Korean government that's been targeting American hospitals. She released details about an attack on a hospital in Kansas that paid the ransom but reported the hack to the FBI.
They traced the ransom payment through the blockchain, just as we did in the aftermath of the attack on the Colonial Pipeline. Following the crypto breadcrumbs, the FBI identified China-based money launderers, the type who regularly assist North Koreans in cashing out ransom payments into fiat currency.
Monaco says in the process, they recovered other ransomware payments paid by other medical facilities, including one in Colorado. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Chicago home of Emmett Till is one of more than two dozen historically significant sites that will share $3 million in grant money. The African American Cultural Heritage Fund announced the grants. In 1955, Till, who was then 14, was in Mississippi visiting relatives when he was killed after a white woman accused him of offending her. New research suggests U.S. students are narrowing the pandemic learning gap.
The research was done by the NWEA, a nonprofit that administers standardized tests, and it used data from more than 8 million students who took the MAP growth assessment reading and math test during the three school years affected by COVID. They compared the numbers with data from three pre-pandemic years. The report finds that gains across income levels partially closed the gap in learning that resulted from the pandemic, but not for everyone. It found that students in high poverty schools had fallen further behind, meaning they may need more time than their higher income peers to make a full recovery.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.